Okay, it is 10:45 here at KSL News Radio. We're very pleased to have the Salt Lake District Attorney, Sim Gill, joining us on the line. Sim, welcome. Thank you so much on very short notice getting back to us. We wanted to get as much information as we can and your take on what has unfolded surrounding this tragedy, and now the body has been found. Can you fill us in with some details at this point?
Well, you know, we're still in an active investigation and also an active prosecution, Doug. So there is, I'm limited to what I can say, but what I can say is that it is being thoroughly worked. And today we identified four additional individuals to the two that we had already filed on, Ivan Acosta, Fernando Marquez, Christian Morales, and Carolina Marquez, and filed additional charges in relationship to the death of Nicole. And basically what we laid out is the different roles and all the different parties, multiple parties that came together in this murder.
Nicole was shot and killed at an apartment on February 6th. The body, as we understand, was loaded into a pickup truck and was found on the 26th of March by detectives who located the body. We understand it was wrapped in a black plastic bag.
Right. So what we've been able to figure out and through investigation is that the role of additional people. So this was a murder that occurred originally with a kidnapping, which was witnessed by multiple people who were alerted. There was good investigation that ultimately led to other witnesses where Nicole was taken to a house and allegedly shot and killed there. Subsequently, our body was removed, and we were able to piece together the individuals who engaged in the removal of the body and then also the other participants who were there. As we state in our probable cause statement, that they went down to a local business. We were able to then subsequently find the body with the same kind of garbage bags, and we matched the video surveillance from the multiple locations as well as information gained through the investigation to connect these individuals into the death of Nicole. And as we stated in our probable cause statement, that it started with these two individuals picking her up because it is alleged that Carolina Marquez believed that she was owed money, and she had ordered that to be her to be kidnapped and brought to her, and then the subsequent events unfolded in this terrible tragedy.
Wow, we understand one of the charges is desecration of a body, and Sim,
yes.
Can you give us any information how she was found? Was the body buried? What happened?
Unfortunately, at this stage, that because it is an ongoing both prosecution and investigation, I have to be a bit circumspect about what I can say. What I can say to you is that that was one of the first challenges, was to be able to locate this body. And the investigation efforts and all the work that's been done, we were able to piece together but not only where she was shot and the individuals who participated in removing that body and ultimately hiding that body and putting it away, and we were able to go back and recover that. And as we stated, we were able to then take that body back to the medical examiner to be examined and confirm both the manner of that death, which was homicide, as we stated, with two shots to the head. And that's all, unfortunately, we can say at this time about mm-hmm. that. But I do want to commend everybody who's been part of this process, because, as you can see, we've now identified six individuals who have been criminally charged, and this continues to be an ongoing investigation even as we speak.
We're talking with Sim Gill, our Salt Lake County District Attorney. The body discovered on March 26th by the detectives. Sim, maybe you could again just walk us through why the one-week delay, roughly, announcing that the body has been found. What did that enable the police detectives to do and accomplish?
Well, one of the things to keep in mind, Doug, is that, this is not like on TV where we just immediately every piece falls into its proper place. So there's a lot of hard work and investigation that's being done and was done. So it's about connecting the evidence. It's about recovering the evidence. It's about making sure we have good timelines. It's about making sure that the right people are identified and what are their roles, not in a speculative manner, but in a manner where we feel comfortable filing the charges and that we can go into court with the allegations, because these are very important allegations. And let me underscore that these are allegations at this time, and everybody has the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. But it is the marshaling of that evidence. And you can imagine how difficult one investigation or a homicide is with one person. But when you have multiple individuals and you have the movement of evidence and the transference of evidence, it's the piecing of that together which takes some thoughtful analysis and work. And that's really why it's taking the time. And it took the time that it did.
Sim, do you anticipate that more people will be arrested or charged in various ways regarding this woman's death?
I can't speculate on that, but what I can say is, like any complex homicide it is an open and active investigation as well as an open and active prosecution. So we will do what is necessary by the evidence and where it leads us, and it's still a work in progress in that respect.
Realizing that it is a work in progress at this point, what would you anticipate will happen over the next week or so? Will there be any timelines that we should be looking for?
Well, I think that, once we formally file, it starts a process, a criminal justice process. As I mentioned, everybody has the presumption of innocence. There will be the initial appearances, the appointment of counsel if they can't afford one. And then we start to work through that process. And that's really what will happen next is the arraignments. The filings happened this morning. In the next 24 to 48 hours of working days, Monday or Tuesday, those first appearances will happen. And then the legal process will start from there.
Just one final quick question, and Sim, I so appreciate you taking so much time with us so immediately here on KSL, but reaction from loved ones and for people who knew and cared about Nicole, how did that unfold?
I think that anytime we have loss of life, this is somebody's child, this is somebody's sister, this is somebody's family and friend. And so, as you can imagine, as when we would lose somebody who was near to us, it's tragic, it's painful, and difficult in that sense. But, I want to commend the law enforcement and our team of attorneys who have been working on this diligently to try to bring some measure of justice and to everyone who has been impacted by this. So I would ask their patience and for people to have these family members in their prayers, because as you can imagine, it's been tough on everybody who's been involved.
Absolutely. Sim Gill, as always, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL and sharing what you could.
Thank you.
Sim Gill, our Salt Lake County District Attorney, with us here at KSL News Radio. And, of course, we will continue to keep you right up to date, and we'll give you all of the breaking news all here at KSL News Radio. And, again, Nicole Solario Romero, the remains were found, and Sim brought us up to speed as much as he can.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.